Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, remember, you can join us just a little after the show in Tyson's at the Icon Tyson's for a private screening of Roadhouse, starring Jake Gyllenhaal and Conor McGregor. Should be a fun time. Come out. It is first come, first serve. And you get free popcorn and free soda.
It's a fantastic
thing. Hang out with the junkies, watch a movie, have a good time.
That's a perfect afternoon.
What's your initial lean rating on the movie?
3.5 out of 5.
I'm going to go as high as 4.
I'm hoping 4.
I'm going to go 4.
Yeah, 4.
I mean, I think Rotten Tomatoes right now, it's right around 68, 70%. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that is
pretty
good.
Solid.
Yeah.
Solid rating.
So, I'd be disappointed at 3.5.
Will any of the junks fall asleep in the theater during the movie?
If there's one that's going to do it, it'd be Bickle.
Could be me.
I mean, that's prime nap time.
The thing is what happens is I get that sugar overload from the soda and then all the food, popcorn and everything.
Yeah.
It could happen.
Now, do you have gummy bears stuffed in your pocket to bring to the movie by chance?
No, but that's a great idea.
Hmm.
Are you excited?
It's a great idea, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited for
there's
the movie.
There's a CVS right down the block. Might have to make a trip post show.
I started looking at a new site instead of Rotten Tomatoes because I found navigating on Rotten Tomatoes not as easy, and it's just called Metacritic.com.
All right.
It's basically the same thing. They give Roadhouse a 59 out of 100.
Yeah, that's not a great score.
It sounds like 3.5.
Is it essentially a comedy or no?
No.
Not at all.
No, it's like a drama. Okay. Drama / action, right. I would say.
Because they usually
definitely action
ridicule comedies. But all right, I'm psyched.
All right, let's open up the entertainment page, EB.
All right, the entertainment page is driven by BMW Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my buddy Mike Walker over at BMW Fairfax has no interest in charging you interest. 2.99% on most X Series models for a limited time only. Check him out at BMWFairfax.com. And when you head over there, make sure you mention your boy, EB. All right, guys. We might have to put this guy on our Mount Dreamy. I don't know. He's not an athlete. But he reportedly will be the next James Bond.
Ooh.
Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Aaron Taylor Johnson. Do I know him from anything?
You'd recognize him, apparently, from Kick-Ass, Bullet Train, and Avengers.
Oh, I know him.
Age of Ultron.
He's also been in one of the Godzilla movies, so I do know
Aaron
from
Taylor
that.
Johnson.
That's not a big name choice, in my opinion. I mean, maybe he's a big name.
But I don't think Daniel Craig was a big name before, right? The thing is if you get that role, right, you're instant icon.
Is he a Brit? Let me guess. He's a Brit.
He's definitely an English actor.
He's a Brit.
A few years ago, that like it was rumored that Idris Elba was up for that role, but I guess he got bypassed, or maybe he just turned it down. I don't know.
That would have been a good call.
Was Daniel Craig the last one?
Yeah, he's done the last five, I think.
Yeah.
He's done the last five. Dude, you're like instant icon. Movie superstar forever.
Yes.
forever if you're James Bond.
Correct.
Pierce Brosnan was for a while, right?
He was, yes.
Yes.
Timothy Dalton.
Now, we do have a, I think, one of the world's foremost expert.
I am a Bond
on
expert.
James Bond. He's really? Sitting right there. Yeah. One Matt Valdez.
Sean Connery, Roger Moore, the one Bond, George Lazenby.
That's right.
Nobody liked him.
Timothy Dalton, Pierce Brosnan, and
yes.
then Daniel Craig. I probably could name every Bond movie.
I think my heyday when I was a kid was Roger Moore.
It's kind of Roger Moore guy. That's who we grew up
with. How many Bond movies have there been?
I don't know. If I had to guess... There probably have been close to 40 Bond movies.
Yeah, if I had to
right, here's a question. I don't even know. Is it based on a book series?
Anne Fleming was the author of the book series.
Yes. And so there's a bunch of James Bond
books. I guess there's
Bond
a lot
books.
Of books. Yeah, I don't know.
Is there, how many, back in the day, how many Alfred Hitchcock movies were there? Those were based on books, right?
I don't know.
I'm
how many
sure there were a ton.
Movies Hitchcock did.
Around the same.
Kevin would know. I don't know.
I get sized for
the birds were silly.
You like mysteries?
I get sized
Why don't you go watch Psycho? Have you seen Psycho?
No. You know what my favorite book when the bookmobile used to come into town? You guys never had the bookmobile, did you? Did they have that over in the Dana?
They used to go to school, like it would park at the
well,
school.
We had it in our neighborhood too. And I would get sized for Encyclopedia Brown. He always would solve all the little
yes,
mysteries.
Definitely read those back in the day.
Sized for Encyclopedia Brown. Anyway, got a new Bond. Is he considered dreamy? Would you put him on your...
Sure.
I guess so.
Yeah, he's handsome.
I saw a picture with his shirt off. He's
handsome
all
fella.
Yeah, it's kind of annoying.
We all know the best Bond movie was Goldfinger.
It we is. Do? We know well, that?
I think Moonraker.
That's my personal best. Moonraker stinks.
I like Moonraker.
I was kind of partial to this one. A View to a Kill.
A View to a Kill. Very underrated.
Very who was the Bond for that one?
That was Roger Moore's. That was Roger Moore's last Bond film. That's when Christopher Walken played Zorin and tried to flood entire San Francisco.
He is an expert. You don't remember who that, did
you don't
this.
Know the Mayday was the woman the
no,
black female that.
I do remember Duran Duran doing the theme song for A View to a Kill.
Yes. You remember the Zorin blimp going over the Golden Gate Bridge?
The what blimp?
Zorin. That was the name of his company.
Zorin blimp was going over.
Do you think
San Francisco?
Our current Bond movies still, do they hold up?
Like, yeah, it's like watching Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to compare it to Mission Impossible.
Yeah, they're definitely more modern.
Right. Do you like them just as much as you did the old Bond
movies? I like the old ones better.
Did you watch them? Like, did your dad introduce you to them or something? Or?
I don't know. There used to be like a Bond week on TNT back in the day.
You would just lock in.
And I would lock in, and then that's when my fever pitch for James Bond was spawned.
I feel like we grew up with them being on ABC.
Bond
show movies on ABC. Sense.
I was a big fan of the Bond villain Jaws, played by Richard Thiel.
Yeah,
Jaws.
That's why I like Moonraker, because Jaws was in it.
He was in Diamonds Are Forever.
Yeah.
He was in Moonraker.
There's no chance Jaws still alive.
Speaking of giants, I definitely saw one yesterday when the elevator opened at Capital One on one of the parking levels, and George Murasame was standing outside. He didn't even get in the elevator. He's just like, he basically borderline pushed somebody else in, then he waited for the next one. And some people that I guess don't know who George is, when the door opened,
they lost their mind.
They were gasping. They're like, oh, I didn't see a monster. I was like, it's just George.
George.
He's the friendliest guy on the planet.
I think I told you guys this relates to avoiding small talk.
Yes.
That one time I was going to pick up some food on the way home from a practice. And the spot which I was going to is this chicken spot in the plaza. And I saw from the window that George Murasame was in there.
Yeah, unmistakable.
And then I decided to go right next door to the other
if
spot.
If you see George Murasame in person, you're never going to mistake him for anybody else.
And I like George. I just didn't want to be doing the small talk bit with him. I was just going to pick up food.
The last time I saw him before yesterday, he was at the outdoor bar at Norbeck Country Club during an outing, and I didn't engage him in small talk because he was busy talking to the bartender and somebody else.
Right.
Didn't want to bother him.
It's just a huge...
Just let him go about his day.
Huge human.
Just let him live his life. Yeah, so out of George Murasame
side
yesterday.
I used to spend a lot of time with George because our kids both went to the same high school.
Yeah.
And I'd watch his kid play... He had two kids that played basketball there. and he had sit in the stand. Literally the sweetest, nicest
so
guy.
So nice.
Super nice.
And funny, too.
Very funny.
You know what his joke with me always was?
You know, I've heard it a million times.
Yeah.
What did he say?
Go ahead. You know who was asking about you recently?
Nobody.
Yeah, nobody.
It's a great joke. It's a solid joke. That's it always funny. Kills.
I'd see him at my gym as well as I'd see Dexter Manley. I haven't seen them lately.
Oh, Dex. Can we book him again?
That's the guy I would have small talk with, and I would record it because it would be wacky.
Yeah.
And you probably couldn't play it back on the air.
Jason,
yeah.
You have something in common with Jim Harbaugh. Not only are you both ex-49er fans.
Okay.
Right? Because he coached the Niners there.
Right.
He reportedly had a garage sale at his house in Michigan.
No, he didn't.
Did you see all like the snow globes? Like, it looked like he had a bunch of snow globes there.
It's better than putting it all in a moving truck. Get rid of it.
I guess. But why don't you just give it away? You
mean downsizing.
Just give it away. Wait, what you got to have? You got to make an extra
$19? I'm sure his wife probably had something to do with that.
I would have to hope that any money they raised probably went to a charity. Like there's no
but
chance
why not just
Jim
give it
Harbaugh
to charity.
Is pocketing
$300
from his
no,
yard
I think when
sale.
People do garage sales, they pocket the money. If he was going to give it to charity, he'd just give it to charity.
Middle class and poor numbers pocket the money. Jim Harbaugh is probably worth $80 million.
I agree.
There's no chance he's pocketing the $500 he made from his yard sale.
But why would he waste 7 hours sitting in a lawn chair?
I guarantee you he's raising money for a charity.
Well, then why not just...
That is pretty funny, though. You
donate the furniture to charity or something.
I don't know. Maybe he felt
nubs.
Like
it's nubs. There's no way around it. It's an
it actually changes
nub
what
move.
I think of him.
Right.
Not that he was high on my list to begin with.
Yeah.
But.
Well, he's a nubs dresser.
What? 7 hours on the driveway. That's so funny.
I think Bud Grant, the former Vikings coach, has a garage sale every year. He's kind of famous for it.
Hold on. Is Bud Grant still alive? Is he still with us?
Yes, I believe so.
Wow. He's got to be 120.
He's still with us. This is a perfect dead or alive draft.
He's got to hit Hunsky. He's got to be older than the Bills coach.
What,
95. Marv Levy?
Bud Grant's 95. Yeah.
And
still
he did pass in 2023.
Yeah, he's dead.
Oh, last year. There you go.
That's a good run, though.
Hey, Valdez, you know who you're the only one that will relate to this. So I'm borderline addicted to these two ugly, what would you call them? They're people that go to like the flea markets or whatever. What do you call those kind of people? Like, they go to flea markets and resell stuff, you know?
Scavengers?
No, there's a word for it. Anyway.
Resellers?
The different word. Doesn't matter.
Vintage collectors.
They do it strictly with golf clubs.
Oh, I've seen these. They go to like a Play It Again Sports.
They go everywhere. Goodwill. They go to like garage sales and like golf course communities.
Yeah, they'll get like a Vokey SM4 wedge for like $5.99.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then they resell it all.
They're like, hey, Ben Hogan played with this club back in the day.
I've seen that.
I'm addicted. I watch a million of them. John and Ash, I think, is their name.
Yeah, they got a whole. They'll get like a whole bag or a whole set for $100.
Hundreds of thousands of subscribers. They're making a mint.
They're crushing.
And the girl's like a two. But I still watch it. So goofy and nerdy. What do they call? What do they call those people that go
pickers?
Thrifters.
Like thrifters.
Okay. Thrifters is what I was thinking. Okay.
Yeah, they go to thrift. My wife's a thrifter.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Kind of nubs.
She goes to thrift stores, gets things for $5, and sells them for $150.
Then she goes on trips by herself. Good. Is she on like a girls' trip? Or
no,
she just...
she's with her mom.
Ah, okay. Yeah, a mom-daughter trip. That's nice.
Well, it's not really. They're going down to see their aunt, my wife's aunt, who's not in good
health. Oh, well. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's not...
Believe me, she doesn't want to be there.
Not as much fun as I thought.
No, it's not.
Those are like the worst trips.
From the sound of it,
it wasn't a good one.
Those are the worst.
Yeah, that's terrible,
but that's what
actually.
She is. She's a thrifter. She goes to thrift stores all the time.
I wish I could do it.
Buy stuff, brings it back to the house, refinishes it, paints it, hooks it up, sells it.
When I go to TJ Maxx and I see a Peter Millar for $35, I want to be a thrifter.
You should go to the silly golf to me, V.
Believe me.
Hey, let me tell you about the champions of the world. Argentina and Messi, they're making their way to Philadelphia. Argentina's going to be matched up against El Salvador in preparation for Copa America. Friday, March 22nd. That's 8 p.m. at Lincoln Financial Field in Philly. El Salvador in their preparation match to the World Cup. They're going to be facing Messi's national team. They're number one in the world ranking. Tickets are now on sale at Ticketmaster. Argentina versus El Salvador on Friday, March 22nd at Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.